presentation is going to be a bit of a shift from the previous ones, in that instead of discussing data, it's going to be a discussion about an intervention, a web-based intervention to instruct the general population and those that are at risk to prescription misuse or possibly abuse. I'd like to acknowledge a couple of colleagues that helped out with this project, one April Hendrickson and Royer Cook. Just to tell you a little bit about who we are, we're a behavioral research and development firm here in Alexandria, Virginia. This particular project was funded by NIDA under a small business innovative research grant. We do at ISA primarily a lot of workforce, workplace-based interventions. As far as what I'm going to cover today, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our rationale, our approach in web-based instruction. I'll go through a bit of the SmartRx program. I'll describe a field test in which we are studying the SmartRx program and its effectiveness, and then go through some of the findings that we have at this point. The web-based approach we have found to be very effective in workplace settings where people often are not wanting to spend time away from the job. This is something that can be done on their own time. We're able to reach large numbers of users. There's some flexibility in accessing the program. It can be done during breaks, lunchtime, or at home. People are given a link that they can access the program at any place. For something like drug concerns or drug misuse or abuse, it's often a preferred technique for people because they can do it in privacy. In a workplace especially, they don't want to go sit in a classroom and have everyone see who's there to talk about having an issue or a problem with medications that they're taking. And it's something that a person can go back to for repeated use, goal setting, and reinforcement of learning. There are a few major components that we assume when developing the program. The program, as you'll see when I go through it, has certain techniques that are, in addition to educating the person, they're actually building skills, learning new things, and increasing self-efficacy to make changes. We do try to tailor the intervention. This particular program is targeted for people who are contemplating use of medications that have psychotropics and those that have some potential for misuse or abuse, as well as those that are taking them and people who possibly may have a problem. There are two types of tailoring that we do when developing these programs, soft and hard. Soft happens that there are just suggestions or highlighted areas pointing to parts of the program that would be most useful or beneficial given information that they have provided us. Or hard-tailing, after they go through and answer a series of questions, it actually routes them through parts of the program that are specific to what they're doing. With SmartRx, it was a soft tailoring approach that we used. This is the opening of the program. This program, like most of the programs we develop, is fully narrated, runs a bit more like a movie. There's an intro section that tells them about everything that they can learn while going through the program. After the introduction, they do take an assessment where they fill out all of the medications that they're currently taking, as well as medications that they're contemplating using or areas of interest to them. After going through this assessment, as I had mentioned, they will be given parts of the program that pertain most highly to them. This product, SmartRx, was developed and tailored for women. And this was in response to a lot of psychotropic medications being prescribed at a higher rate to women, in many cases nearly twice of that as males. In the intro parts of the program, there's a discussion of particular factors, lifestyle areas that may pertain to women. And for any of these, you can just click on areas that you want to learn more about. In going through all the different types of medications, in each section we'll have areas of the brain that they can click on, that they can find out how these medications work in different areas of the brain, as well as like how they work, how they function when doing that. For this particular one, it went through the different sleep cycles and told them how medications for sleep affected that. This person may look familiar to you here. We had in this section, which was a bit more factual, a whole list for each medication class of concerns or questions that a person may have about the medication. This particular one was, will I get relief from my pain? This was in the analgesic section. So we had a different pharmacist for each class of medication that's described in there go through all of these different questions. So, you know, you can't see, but behind this movie clip is actually a whole series of questions that they can click on to get an answer to. And Linda, by the way, was very good. As part of this section, there were, as I had mentioned in the beginning, actual skills building that would go on. And, you know, there was a tutorial on how important it is to know how to speak with your physician. That it's, you know, what all goes into being assertive and the types of questions that they should ask and the types of information that they should come out with, as well as checklists on what common things that should be discussed before starting a medication or changing a medication. There were, video clips in here. These were actually actresses. You can't see, but they're all talking to a physician. And there were different types of problems that were brought up and how they would be handled. In some of the scenarios, the physician was very hurried, didn't really want to hear what they had to say, and was kind of brushing them off. And, you know, in some cases, the person would let that be. In others, they would continue until they could get their questions addressed. And after each of the scenarios, the person could choose whether they thought the person was effective in their negotiations with the physician, and if not, how they could have done a better job. Is a section on getting into medication problems, where there's a discussion on, you know, what constitutes drug misuse versus dependence versus tolerance or drug addiction, so that the person can hear descriptions of these and you know, compare possibly to some experiences they're having with their medications. Another thing that we have found in these types of programs that people can really relate to, they really like, are actual stories. So these are testimonials from people who all had experienced a drug misuse or abuse problem. We give them little descriptors there in the front that they can click on, you know, a story or a scenario that maybe is most applicable to them. And we have heard, like, after the field tests, we talked to a lot of people about sections that they liked most about the program, and this is one that came up quite a bit, that people found this pretty effective and liked it. There is a whole nother section that's on managing your health. So we go through all the common conditions, insomnia, chronic pain, depression and anxiety, and what you can do to present a more balanced approach that, you know, either in addition to medications, or if you don't need medications, there are other things that you can do. So there's a lot of discussion about relaxation techniques. There are PDFs that people can print off to do some of them on their own. You know, discussions on the importance of exercise, and then some cognitive behavioral interventions that are done in there. This again are sort of given, people are given steps and guidelines on things they can do for pain management, to not immediately go for the prescription bottle, but other things that, that can be done. We incorporated into this program a discussion forum. I posted topics, you know, on all the major drug classes. Also sent newsletters to people about what was listed in them if they wanted to go in and read updates that were put in there and start discussions. We did find during the field test that there was very low utilization of the forum. I had anticipated that there would be more interest in it, but there wasn't. I don't know if it was a function of there being, you know, it being a field test. There was a month that they had to go in and out of there, and they knew that the program was not going to be something up at their workplace, or if there were concerns because it was a workplace, although people could put in any, they could register with any user name, that it could be anonymous. We had information by category and all other types of websites and links that they could get into. People also liked this very much too, because it, you know, shortened you know, a lot of querying that you might do on the computer. And then there were a lot of printable materials in the program as well. To describe the field test, we did have a pre-test, post-test design. We had 370 employees that we recruited. Half were assigned to the web condition, and the other half to a treatment as usual or control. Our outcome measures were primarily self-reports on health use and attitudes, as well as drug use. And then and we got ratings on their thoughts about the program as well. The population were women working in hospitals in Ohio and West Virginia. Recruitment went very well with this. We had a low attrition, pretty good compliance. A majority of the population was highly educated, and many were nurses and other medical support staff. This is baseline reporting of prescription medications, which looks, you know, somewhat consistent with a lot of the stuff you see out there, especially for women. The non-medical use was in the past month. We did have a little bit higher utilization than I had thought we would see for past month use. And then also the CAGE was in this assessment. We did track utilization, and over 92% of program users were in the program for over 20 minutes. We were able to look at the amount of time that was spent in the program, and on average, the program, people were in there for an hour or two, which was, you know, a good sign. And the number of pages viewed were high. You know, there were certain sections that were more popular than others. And the average login was 4 sessions. As I had mentioned, form utilization was low. I have started conducting analysis, and I'm at this point we have round 1 and round 2 data that's all ready to go. We collected a third round of data from people. Some of the preliminary looks is we're not seeing a huge change from pre to post in knowledge and attitudes and behaviors. What we're going to have to do is stratify some of the nurses and other medical people who are in there, because they came in pretty highly knowledgeable and educated at baseline. So we're going to look at that as well as dosage to see what's going to happen with further analysis. And then there's just a, you know, I had some quotes in here on what people liked about the program and how it was useful to them.